Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins with you radio broadcast. Welcome everyone. My name is Sister Shelley. Oh, I'm so excited you tuned in, and honored to God he put us in each other's path. I don't take this assignment lightly, and I believe this message is just for you. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we will give you glory and honor. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, we've all attended a meeting at work, church, or some type of event where they present us with a piece of paper with an agenda of topics to discuss or to be reviewed. And this reminds me of what I picture it'll be like when we go before our Father. He'll have his agenda of topics to address with us, and we'll see if our agendas matched up or not. Here are God's top three agenda topics according to Sister Shelley. Number one, salvation. Did you accept his son Jesus or acknowledge another God? Number two, your assignment. Did you complete your assignment, choose your own, or were you too busy trying to make money or get followers? And number three, judgment. Doom, doom, doom. Well, we'll come back to that topic later in this message. The title of today's message is God's Agenda. I'm going to share four scriptures that I believe outlines God's agenda or his plan for each of us. The first one is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, for you to have and expect it in. 3 John 1:2. Beloved. Oh, y'all know how much I love hearing that word, beloved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And you know soul means or represents your mind, will, and emotions. John 10:10, part B, Jesus is speaking, but I come that you have life and life more abundantly. And the last scripture, 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men, how many men? All men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So let's sum up those four scriptures. God had an agenda when you were placed in your mother's womb. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, for you to have and expect it in. That you prosper and be in health, even as your mind, will, and emotions prosper. That you be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. And I know some of you are thinking, well, Sister Shelley, I didn't know my mother or my father, or I didn't have a good relationship with them. I need you to stop thinking about your parents or what your parents did or didn't do. Your parents' job was just to get you on this earth. From there, it's God's agenda, people in your life, so you'll get saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Some parents know to do this and some don't. And some of us have been assigned to grandparents or aunts and uncles, or some of you might have been or might be in a foster care system. Your parents' job was just to get you here. It's your job to accept Jesus or not, but it's God's agenda that you'll do that. Now let's address the street love biblical story that aligns with God's agenda. And I stated those three things were salvation, your assignment, and judgment. We're going to the book of Luke. I'm going to be reading chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 37 through 38 and then 44 through 50. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, he was having a meal at a Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and did wipe these feet with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed his feet with this ointment. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into your house and you gave me no water for my feet. This sinner, she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped my feet with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, the sinner, since the time she came in, has not stopped kissing my feet. Let's all say yuck, yuck. my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman, the sinner, hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, and for a lot of us, we can say that as well, that we have many sins, they are forgiven, for she loved much. Sound like she had an assignment? But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Praise the Lord. So let's recap. She washed his feet with her tears. She then wiped his feet with the hairs of her hair. She kissed his feet, and she anointed his feet with ointment. This woman, who was referred to as a sinner, someone who lives outside of God's will, agenda, and has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's what a sinner is. She has sought Jesus out and went to where he was at. What about you? Are you seeking Jesus? Selah. Pause and think on that. Jesus is the one who came to give you life more abundantly, who heals, delivers us from fear, depression, lack, low self-esteem, all addictions. Jesus is God's agenda for us all. Hallelujah. Now, when she seeks him out, God's agenda items for her life, salvation, assignment, and judgment can now be fulfilled in her life. She received salvation. The first thing she did to receive salvation is she came to seek him. She showed up, and by completing her assignment and preparing him for his burial, anointing his feet and so forth, that was her assignment. She recognized that he was Jesus by coming to that house and preparing him for the burial. And thirdly, when she goes before God for her judgment, I believe he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Glory to God. Sister Shelley, personal story or testimony. So if you don't know this, Sister Shelley is a planner, and I recently had a weekend full of activities. I was to attend 2 birthday celebrations, a funeral, and a jazz concert. On top of that, I received a call for prayer and a request to lead a women's Bible study. I was not looking forward to this weekend because the next week my street ministry was scheduled, and I usually use the weekends to do my grocery shopping and newsletter prep. So I found myself feeling overwhelmed and really stretched. I wanted to cancel something, but when I prayed, I felt in my spirit the Lord wanted me to use my activities to do what I preach, spread street love wherever my feet land. And he will redeem the time when I go out and do what he asked me to do. So I was to go to do these assignments and be a light. He also helped me to make time for the prayer and host the Bible study. I was to pack a few things to give away and find people I could be a blessing to wherever I went for that whole weekend. This was my God agenda item, and now I was excited and looked forward to my assignment. Glory to God. When we get God's assignment, then we can get excited because we know we're doing his will, and he'll give us the strength. He'll give us time to redeem anything that we're worried about, and then we'll have an excitement. We'll have peace because we know that we're walking in his will. Amen. In conclusion, God's agenda for every person is to seek him, to find out his agenda so the world can be impacted for God's glory. Stop looking at your current situation as a hindrance or that it's not what you want. Instead, ask God to show you his agenda, what he'll have you to do right where you're at, and how to do it. He's very strategic and just needs people who are willing and teachable. But murmurers and complainers who get depressed or upset because things aren't going their way are not going to complete their assignment because they're busy looking and not upward. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, God's agenda items, shall be added unto thee." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's message. I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to have the everlasting, abundant life God has planned for you? You can only receive it by accepting his son, Jesus. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Lord, I forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. I have a second invitation. This one is to rededicate your life to Christ. This is for persons who received Jesus years ago, maybe last year, 10 years ago, but you backslid and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You confess underneath your breath and I'll pray for you. You just whatever you want to the Lord, not to anybody else. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over all those who rededicated their lives to you right now. I thank you, Father God, you are there for them right where they need you. Forgive them, Father God. And we want to just praise and thank you for being the God that they can come back to. You're always there with open arms, loving them, being open and available for them to give them their life more abundantly. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bell is just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time today and those who are rededicating their lives. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. All you have to do is go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Michigan, Southfield, Ireland, Texas? I said that one. Well, I mean it. That I may show the compassion of the Lord to. So if you are a church or a minister and you would like to have the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach come to your church, prayerfully consider reaching out to me and we can discuss it. Amen. Glory to God. Secondarily, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time, 24 hours a day, All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Why 10 minutes? And everybody's got 15 minutes. Amen. To contact me or donate, please go to www.freeluncheandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Well, family, it's time to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepare for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, Street Love family. I pray this be your best week yet, and you not allow all the agenda items on your plate to stress you out. Give it over to God and ask him what he wants you to do so that you can complete his agenda items. Amen. Remember, street love begins with, I love you all. God bless you.